Hello, everybody. Please allow myself to introduce myself. I am your host, Captain Marvelous, and welcome to the 101st episode of I'm Batman, the podcast, the show where I chronologically review each episode of the 1992 Batman the Animated Series. 101 kinds of cute puppy fun. If you're a fan of 101 Dalmatians, oh man, this 101st episode is especially for you, since it revolves around cats. Let's dance the dance they dance in France. Let's get to it. This week's episode is titled Cult of the Cat. Original air date September 18, 1998. Now, if you're wondering why that air date sounds familiar, it's because it was aired on the same day as last week's episode, Critters, the one with the farmer. So you got two crappy episodes in one day. We start off with Catwoman running through a plant maze, being chased by cat ninjas. Cat ninjas, that sounds really cool, but sadly it's not. They're just generic ninjas, but they have little cat ears, and they have Wolverine claws. Catwoman has stolen a gold cat statue, so the cat ninjas chase her to the center of the maze, where there is a Black Panther waiting to attack her. Not Black Panther, the Marvel Comics ripoff of Batman, but a real animal Black Panther. Catwoman now has the power to control cats, for some reason. Seriously, it's never explained, and this, I should just mention this now, this is her last appearance. But now all of a sudden she could just control cats. Like, it's pretty stupid. I mean, we've seen her be nice to animals before, and they, like, when that mountain lion almost attacked her in the Red Claw episodes, it kind of just backed away and stuff. But now it seems like she could just directly mind control them. I don't know. The panther smells her, and then it just obeys her for no reason. It licks her hand, it smells her, and all of a sudden now the cat's loyal to her. She sends the panther to attack the ninjas. We pan out, and we see an evil white dude with a white cat, like, stroking it. That's how you know he's evil, you see. And his sister, or whoever the Red Claw ripoff girl next to him is. Seriously, she looks like Red Claw Light. The guy says that they need to capture Catwoman, dead or alive. We're in the city now, and Catwoman is still being chased. She gets cornered in an alley, and Catwoman offers to return the statue, but the ninjas say that it's been defiled, and they would need her blood to sanctify it. Catwoman beats up the cat ninjas with her whip, so I guess they weren't much of a threat. We cut to some jewel robbers being apprehended by Batman. Batman returns, like the movie, get it? Batman returns to the Batmobile, and he finds Catwoman inside. She wants Batman to help her get rid of the cat ninjas. So, okay, I'm just gonna say this right here. This episode is horrible. Catwoman isn't acting like Catwoman at all. She plays Batman, but for, like, her stupid needs. Like, she'll totally put Batman's life on the line for, like, a diamond or some crap. It's been established that she really does care about Batman. I don't know why all of a sudden she's like this now. Like, seriously, it's been established that even though she's a liar or she's on the wrong side of the law sometimes, she really does care about Batman and helps him out when she can. And then, remember how Batman used to turn into, like a little kid, you know, like, kind of, like, stupid when he was around her because he liked her too, so it was kind of like a cute little dynamic they had going on? Now he's just an a-hole to her. Like, seriously, I know they've always had things where they do a little back and forth, but now he's just cold and just an ass to her. So, I do not like this at all. Catwoman, we know, is manipulative, but here, the way that she acts, she's like a little kid who saw a villain in a movie, and she's trying to copy that, like, that mannerism. I have no idea why anybody believes her, when it's super obvious that she's lying. And it just makes everyone in the episode look like idiots. I mean, the way she talks, it's something where you would not even believe she's even trying to tell the truth. So I don't know, I just don't know how to explain it. It's very obvious she's lying, yet nobody here seems to see it. Anyway, she wants help, but Batman says that he'll help her if she returns everything she's ever stolen. What? Come on, once again, what is he, 5 years old? Why would he think that she still has everything she has ever stolen? It's not how it works, Batman. She sells the stolen things to get money. She agrees to it. So Batman kills the ninja in the motorcycle following them. Okay, fine, yeah. Batman doesn't kill. I guess it was the motorcycle that landed on top of the dude's head that killed him. That's the real killer. Ban all motorcycles. Batman just steps on the gas, and then the ninjas just stop following him for some reason. I guess they were just like, nope, that's too fast for us. He's going over 60. So one of the ninjas takes off the helmet, and it's Red Claw Wannabe. That, you know what? She never gets a name. She never gets named in the episode. She's just the only female there. Batman and Catwoman are in Catwoman's hideout, I think, and they are Googling this cat cult. Batman finds out that it's a cult led by a man named Thomas Blake, and the cult steals things and worships cats. So Catwoman thinks that they should be worshiping her because she's a thief that dresses like a cat. Suddenly, a red dot appears on her forehead, and Batman tackles her to the ground as the place is filled with gunfire. And for some reason, the ninjas throw smoke bombs into the room. I guess it's supposed to be so that Batman and Catwoman can't see. But all that does is make your laser sights visible, so you're kind of just giving it away there. Anyway, suddenly... I'm sorry. Yeah, the room is filled with gunfire. The hideout is a cat food factory or something. So Batman and Catwoman try to escape by climbing the chimney. The ninjas turn on the chimney, but Batman manages to get out before they're burned alive. Well, he uses his grapple and grabs Catwoman on the way. They're both safe. The chimney explodes for some reason. You know, like when you turn on a chimney, it just explodes. Batman and Catwoman are thrown across the rooftops. Catwoman is captured by the cat ninjas, but Batman manages to also capture one of the ninjas. Catwoman wakes up in a dungeon where Thomas Blake appears. And then Catwoman asks, what is the cult about? And for some reason, Thomas Blake takes this to mean she's interested in joining. He lets her free. She's chained up. And she's like, oh, so tell me, what's your little cult about? And oh, and like in that same mocking tone, and this idiot's like, interest is the first step in conversion. And he just lets her go. Dude, Lane Claw, as I'm going to call her now, looks like Wolverine's daughter. So before she was dressed like a ninja, now she looks like Wolverine's daughter. She looks like X-23. She's wearing black pants, a black tank top, and she has the Wolverine claws and her hair like all slicked back and whatever. Anyway, she's angry about this. She's the only one in the episode that can see this. It's like in The Simpsons, that episode with Frank Grimes, where Frank Grimes is the only person getting angry that he sees how everybody doesn't notice that Homer's an idiot. That's kind of how this is. She's the only one that notices that Catwoman is lying. So it's really annoying. Anyways, back in the Batcave, Batman has his bats, because everybody could just control animals now. He has his bats throw that cat ninja off a cliff. Batman catches him, and the cat ninja gets scared, and he spills the beans on their hideout. Catwoman wants to know more about that cult. You know, once again, she's just like asking like, oh, so why don't you show me this? And he does it. So Thomas Blake says that she's going to be initiated into the cult. Why? He takes her to a room where it's implied that he wants to have sex with her. But then he just leaves. Like, whatever. He leaves her alone for no reason. He just had her chained up. Now he's just leaving her alone in the house. Catwoman starts stealing things, because of course she does, and then Batman shows up to save her. She's like, Batman's like, oh, you can't be serious about this. She starts crying, or pretending to cry. She's like, why am I have to steal? She then kisses Batman, and once again, Batman just doesn't care. So she smacks him in the head with her bag full of things, and then knocks him out. Thomas Blake walks in, and the cult just captures Batman. Now we're in some sort of dungeon, some sort of dungeon pit. Batman wakes up. He doesn't have his belt. Thomas took it off. And Thomas Blake releases a saber-toothed tiger that his scientists have genetically engineered. Batman sees Catwoman sitting with Thomas Blake. So Batman's like, oh, you betrayed me again. Why did I believe you? I'm 5 years old. Catwoman now decides that she's gonna save Batman after putting him in that position in the first place. Like, she sees him, and now she's like, it's like, okay, I guess I'm a good guy now. Catwoman jumps into the pit and helps Batman fight the saber-toothed tiger. Batman knocks the tiger in the head with a metal shield and makes it smash into a pillar, causing the pillar to fall on top of the tiger. The tiger gets up, and Catwoman just steps in front of it because she could just control the tiger now for no reason. She's just like, stop, bad kitty. And then the tiger licks her, and now she could just control it. So she makes the tiger attack the ninjas. So all these ninjas just got eaten by the saber-toothed tiger. Batman and Catwoman get out of the pit, but they are confronted by Thomas Blake, who now has the Wolverine claws, and by Lame Claw. Lame Claw has a stick with fire on it, and she swings it at Catwoman and misses. And she falls into the pit and, like, breaks her neck or something. Seriously, she falls into the pit, and then the red coat that she was wearing just falls on top of her face, like if she's just now a corpse. Batman fights Thomas Blake for a while, and then Catwoman just disappears. The saber-toothed tiger appears, though, and the tiger jumps at Batman, but Batman ducks, and the tiger hits Blake, causing the tiger and Thomas Blake to be knocked into the pit. We fade to black, where we see the GCPD are arresting everybody. The tiger is going to be sent to the zoo, and Batman says, there's enough evidence to arrest the cult. And Gordon says, oh, there's enough evidence, but not as much as you think. So Batman has this look on his face like, Selina! Like, he might as well be Principal Intendant Chalmers at this thing. Super Nintendo Chalmers. Did I say Principal? I meant Superintendent. Anyways, we fade to Paris, where Catwoman, or Selina Kyle, is feeding her cat in a bed full of diamonds. The end. This episode sucks. Hard. Like, even the farmer episode was more entertaining than this. At least I had cows and pigs, and I mean, as much as I complained about it, I mean, you had Batman fighting a pig, chicken, cows, I don't know, it's bad, no, I'm not even gonna defend it, it was bad, but this one's even worse. Only after show notes I could find is that in the comics, Thomas Blake is the villain known as Catman. Yeah, that's a thing, look it up, it's just as dumb as you'd imagine, it's Catwoman's brother. But he's a cat, so he's Catman. And he has a car that looks like a cat. And then for some reason, he wanted to marry his sister and become, like, king and queen of a criminal empire. And then they, like, took him all seriously, and he became some sort of weird cat ninja that's dangerous. It's pretty stupid. All right, let's go to the Batcave Archives.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
All right, the Batcave Archives is the part of the show where I rank every episode we have reviewed thus far. This episode sucks really bad. I think it really needs to be down low. As I mentioned, that farmer episode is better than this. Ultimate Thrill. As much as I hate Roxy Rocket, I would still prefer her over this version of Catwoman. And then Thomas Blake is just an idiot. Prophecy of Doom. Batman fights an old man who pretends to be a psychic. At least during that episode, I was able to sing Bad Mood Rising. So we got something out of that. So it's between these. At number 99, we have Fire from Olympus. And that's the episode where Maxie sues. He's this guy who thinks he's an Olympian god. It's stupid. It is. And then at number 100, we have the Terrible Trio, where college students put on masks and then they rob things, places. You know what? As much as I hate that episode, Terrible Trio, at least it had a good idea behind it, where they kind of turned it around, where you got the Penguin, where he's a criminal and he's trying to be high class. Well, you got these high class people trying to be criminals. So you got that idea. This episode, Cult of the Cat, it's horrible. It's no point to it. The cat cult never appears before or after this. It's just like a cult made out of like 20 people because they all get killed by that tiger. They're just like ninjas that we've never heard of. They just appear out of nowhere. Thomas Blake is a complete and utter moron. He lets her go free just because she says, oh, let me know about your religion or whatever the hell he says. It's a really stupid episode. And you know what? This episode belongs at the bottom. I would not even recommend to see this one for, like, to try to justify some ideas for it. Our new 101, bottom of the list, Cult of the Cat. Alright, everybody, that's going to be it for this week's episode. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you have any questions, suggestions, or thoughts on the reviewed episodes or the show in general, send them to Captain_Marvelous1@yahoo.com. I've been your host, Captain Marvelous, and remember, no matter where you're from, no matter who you are, we are Catman.
This is my first attempt at a eHarmony video. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just gonna start talking about what I like. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just wanna hug all of them, but I can't get hug every cat. Get hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry, I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats. I'm thinking about cats again and again and again and again and again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have some. I think about how cute they are and how their ears and the whiskers and the nose. I just love them, and I want them, and I want them in a basket, and I want little bow ties. I just love them, and I want them to be on a rainbow, and in my bed, and I just want us to roll around, to roll around, round, round, round. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I love cats, I love every kind of cat. I just want to hug all of them, but I can't get on every cat. Get on every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats, but I get on every cat.